that will begin the service by singing number one. One, two, and three. Number one. That man is blessed who fearing God from sin restrains his feet, who will not stand with wicked men, who shuns the scorner's seat. Number one, the stanzas one, two, and three. We will read to you first the 12 articles of faith. I believe in God Father, Almighty Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Further, we read to you from God's holy word, the first book of the Bible, Genesis, the fourth chapter, the first part, Genesis 4. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the progress of time it came to pass that Cain brought to the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou dost not well, sin lies at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. And the Lord said to Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood cries unto me from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which has opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. Why then tillest, when thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee strength. A few to give and a fair bond shall thou be in the earth. And Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid, and I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. And it shall come to pass that every one that findeth me shall slay me. And the Lord said unto him, therefore whosoever slays Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. Thus far. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Grace, mercy, and peace be given, and richly multiplied unto you from God the Father, and Christ Jesus our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us now ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord, it is in thy condescending mercy and in thy loving kindness towards us that we are privileged in this thy holy Sabbath day to come for the third time in this sanctuary to place ourselves under thy holy word and to call upon thy holy name. Grant unto us, young and old, great and small, the spirit of grace and supplication, to pour out our hearts before thee, the all-knowing God, everyone in his way, and under the conditions in which we are living together. There is no right on the side of men. We have sinned away the right to the least of thy blessings. But view us also in this evening, in thy beloved Son Jesus Christ, in him who give on the cross unto a malefactor the assurance to enter with thee in thy kingdom. Lord, that gospel that shall come unto us in this evening, that it be a blessing for us together. We are so dependent of thee, and we cannot take anything in our own strength. Faith is a gift of the Lord, but also to convince us of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment, and to bring us at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ with all our sin and with all our guilt, and that we were washed and cleansed in his precious blood, receiving the forgiveness of our sins and to be sanctified by thee to live in the fear of thy holy name, that thy word be opened for that purpose, and that it find an entrance into our heart, one as well as the other, that it be a blessing to the conversion of sinners, to the uncovering of all the Pharisees, but also to the encouraging of those who are walking and living in this world in darkness and strife, and those that many times say to himself, what shall I wait longer upon the Lord? But that the light of thy countenance may shine in our hearts in this evening, that Christ be glorified, and the power and the sweetness of his precious blood be revealed to our souls, and that we were privileged leaving this church in this evening, that the joy of the Lord be the strength of our heart, and that we are long for the time that we shall be delivered out of the body of sin, and then to glorify the Lord with all the saints forever and forever, declaring, thou, O Lamb of God, slain before the foundation of the world, has bought us and delivered us by thy precious blood. Give an opening also to thy servants in this evening, where that they are gathered and called to preach that everlasting gospel. Give also us in our gathering what we stand in need of, that we may realize that it is the God of Israel who gives strength, embolden us and strengthen us, and give that we may stand in this and this place in this evening with freedom and liberty, declaring that the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, washes and cleanses from all our sins. Remember all the sick and all the afflicted. Also that mother who entered into the hospital in this afternoon to have an operation the day of tomorrow. Lord, that thy eyes will open over that mother, that thy hand will strengthen her in the day of tomorrow. Made everything well and give her back to the dear husband and children, and that all those trials be blessed and be sanctified to their hearts. Those that in bereavement and sorrow, Lord, help them, uphold them and strengthen them by the experience that what the Lord had taken away from them, that it shall never come back in this life. But teach them and us together to number our days, that we apply ourselves to wisdom, and that our coming and rising generation, that they take to heart, and that they remember their Creator in the days of the youths, the needs of the boys in the service. We commend them also at their throne, with the government and all those that rule over us. with all the widows and orphans and widows. Strengthen them and comfort them. And so many other troubles and grief what there is also in our congregation. We commend it at the throne of grace. Have mercy with those families especially. Give grace to bow under thy infallible word and under the authority of thy word. There is nothing too wonderful for thee. Lord, leave us not over to ourselves and also those for whom we pray in this evening especially. Remember us in all the needs and wants. Comfort us and we shall be comforted. And prepare our souls to meet thee in righteousness and in peace. With the pardoning and remission of all our sins. For Christ's sake only. Amen. We sing now 157. 157. The collection will be for the church and for our school. 157. Protect and save me, O my God, from foes that seek my life, and set me high, secure above the rising tide of strife. Number 157.
Thank you.
beloved congregation, this evening I ask your attention for the consideration of the 40th Lord's Day. What does God require in the sixth command? That neither in thoughts nor words nor gestures, much less in deeds, I dishonor, hate, wound, or kill my neighbor, by myself or by another. But that I lay aside all desire of revenge, also that I hurt not myself or willfully expose myself to any danger. Wherefore also the magistrate is armed with a sword to prevent murder. Thus far. By considering this evening the sixth commandment, then we must even by the beginning of this consideration well confess what David had said in Psalm 119, verse 96, I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy command is exceeding broad. We will here in this evening, on the basis of the eternal word of God, that we are all murderers. I as well as you. And therefore, that the Spirit of the Lord may convince us in this evening under the preaching of the word, not to come to despair, but well to fly to that city of refuge, to the Lord Jesus Christ, where only his blood washes and cleanses from all our sins. We have heard the last time that in the fifth commandment, the Lord takes care for the authority given to the parents over the children. Now this evening, we have to speak about the divine protection of the Lord in regard to the life of men. It are few words, thou shalt not kill. But in those words, there is so much involved. The Lord takes care also for the animals. Because you read in Proverbs 12 that the righteous regarded the life of the beast. And it is clear enough that also the Lord takes care for all that he had created, for the birds in the air, for the fish in the sea, and also for everything that is living with us here on earth. There is people that never will eat meat. But of course, that is foolishness. It is clear enough out of the Word of God that the Lord had given the animals in our hands, that it is his will that we shall kill them and eat them. So far as you find that declared in the Word of God. In regard to that Jewish people, the Lord has given them special regulations. What was clean and what was unclean. We are no more living under the law of the ceremony. That law that had no power for us in the times in which we are living. The sixth commandment protects thus the life of men. Now, in the explanation that is given us here in this Lord's Day, that the Lord emphasized the word my neighbor. The question that is, of course, who is my neighbor? The people with whom I live in the same street? Or does it have an other meaning? And then we know out of Luke 16 that the words in our catechism, my neighbor, that it had a broad and very broad significance. We have that parable of the Samaritan. There was a man that lays almost dead on the road. First, a priest passed by, but he paid no attention to that man. And then there came later on a Levite, and he did the same thing. But then finally, a Samaritan came, and he showed mercy to that man. He took him after that he had taken care so far as it was possible for him. He lay him upon his animal, and then he brought him to an inn, and he paid something. But he said, when I come back, then I shall pay you everything. And now Christ, he asked that Jewish people that was around, but that men would answer upon the question, who is my neighbor? Then that many had said, of course, the Samaritan, that show mercy to me. Everyone in the world that is our neighbor. And how that we have to treat our neighbors, our fellow men, we find that in the sixth commandment. We have to regulate ourselves to the word of God. In the first place, the Lord is the one that gives life and the one that takes life. That is something that is not given in our hand. The Lord has instituted marriage life, and those two, man and wife, that shall be one flesh. They have to multiply and be fruitful. However, we have in our forum, given by our fathers, wonderful statements. And those statements are built and based on the eternal word of God. The place of a man that is clearly explained in the Bible. Also the place that the Lord had given to the wife. That is not commanded by men, no, but by the Lord himself. Therefore, when people married, that is a holy state in which we enter in. And everyone that married, that must well all the time have before the eyes, acknowledge me in all thy ways, and I shall direct all your paths. In our days, there is so much to complain about it. In Russia, there was a time that they were fighting against the married life. Because they have no respect, the communist, for the word of God. In France, that country that have murdered themselves out for years and years, that later on the government gave a certain number of money for those that received children. They came to a certain knowledge that if they go on in their life in murdering, that soon it came to an end of that country. In our days, you know, there is many that desire a free life. They hated the cares and the troubles that there is coming up in married life. One of the reasons that there are so many divorcements in our days. A Russia that is standing on the top. Standing on the top. And then the second country that follows Russia, that is the United States. What an awful thought. What an awful thought, congregation. What a guilt is there laying for the government. And that in different ways. In the first place, in regard to capital punishment, they took that away. However, that there is a majority in the country that is asked for it, that is asking for it to bring it back. And it is an awful condition in which we are with our country. Was there ever a time also amongst us of so many people that is murdered in our days? Week after week, would hate to take the press in your hands. What an awful thing that there goes on. Children shooting their parents. Parents shooting their children. And if you read in those papers, the AIDS of those that are killed in houses, on the street, and other places, there really you must say, where shall be the end? Where shall be the end? I say already to you this evening, life that is given by the Lord. He is the creator of mankind. And what is there now in this world more precious than life? Ask that people that have lost the dear ones. What a sorrow and what a grief that there is in those families. There is some people that never come over it. Never. Their whole life, tears in their eyes. That it never goes out of their mind. And that you can see it on their faces. But they have lost. And if the Lord is doing it, that is something else. When the boys of Aaron were killed by the Lord, at the time that they lay that strange fire upon the altar, then you read in the word of God, and Aaron held his peace. When Absalom was killed by Joab, what a sorrow was there in the heart of the converted man. He was crying, Absalom, Absalom, my son, have I died for you? And that grief that is brought in our days in so many families, even in Grand Rapids, in Kalamazoo, in Detroit, in Chicago, in Los Angeles, in New York, and where that it takes place, there are no words to describe it. Really? And one of the reasons that is, of course, no capital punishment. Most of the time they sent them to doctors. And then several doctors, they say they were not by the right mind. Of course, the judge gives some years, but afterwards they are walking on the street and they are doing the same thing over and over. And of course there is another thing in our days. There is no impression in general about death and eternity. There is no fear for it. On account that most of the people that is thinking death is dead. That is it. And then for a few dollars they kill one another. They bring so many people in danger. If you see that on the airports in our days, sometimes you have the idea, the thought they come in your mind that we are living as in the days of war. When you see all those police there with their guns and with all those instruments that they have with them to examine you. It is really an awful time. The older people have never thought when they were young that such time ever would come also in our country. There were years that there was rest, so far as it then is possible, and that men had a peaceful life, and now, it is so different. And what is standing before the door, that is maybe worse, really. Your heart can well filled with fear and trembling if you think how that the condition is in which we are living, that the power of the word of God is almost gone from the conscience of men. How many families are there in our days where it is nothing else than a hell? I shall not mention so much because there is so many people involved in the days in which we are living, also amongst us. But boys and girls, do not reject. Do not reject the care of your father and of your mother. It is an arrow through their heart when you go away out of the home and when you will stand on your own feet. And the Lord shall pay you out for it. You can well expect it, because the Lord is looking from heaven upon the children of men. And it is not a burden for parents to bring up the children, but it is a pleasure to bring up the children, to take care for the children. Therefore, when they are leaving by marriage, it left such empty places in your home. And of course, that is the normal way, and that is the natural way when people marry together. And parents in that respect must be more glad when it is in the right way than that they have sorrow over it, because it is an ordinance of the Lord. But then otherwise, also in that married life, we have, men have to live with his wife with discretion, with understanding. That is also what we find in our forum. And we have even in the Bible regulations for man and wife in their married life under special circumstances. But you think about the abortion, and that goes on and that goes on. It is to a certain extent a blessing. This week I read a solution of the Synod van de Reformed Church in America, gathered in Chicago, that they also placed themselves against abortion. And that they have sent those papers to the Supreme Court and to our government. There is always something to add it and something to say about it, but the principle that they are against it, we have to appreciate it. that there is even in the churches nog some feeling that it is nothing else than a sin against the sixth commandment of the Lord. It is an awful thing to kill life. Life that the Lord will give to the children of men. And of course, as we say already of David in Psalm 119, I have seen an end of all perfections, but thy commandment is exceeding broad. Because for all of us people, for all of us it is necessary, as you read of David in Psalm 143, enter not into judgment with thy servant. And if it come to the point inside even that we have never killed anybody in the world with a sword, but how many times did we kill people in our thoughts, with words, with gestures, with our attitude, deeds are mentioned here also in our catechism. But if you think about the thoughts and words and gestures, then we must say, oh, what a guilt is laying there for everybody. And what we became in our deep fall in Adam, nothing else than murders. Because if it was, came in deeds and actions, what there is in our thoughts, what there is in our mind, what there is in our heart, then we were all the time at Lambal Avenue. All the time. I was there this week. But oh, then, if you can leave that place and let behind you all that people, that 400 people that is there at the present time sitting. Oh, then you must just say, Lord, what a wonder, what a wonder, what a wonder. That I can still nog walk on the street. We are not better, no. By nature we are the same persons. And if the Lord not kept us with his restraining grace, then we cannot tell the people what can happen in our life. The Lord had not created us in such a condition. No. We confess with our whole heart that the Lord had created us perfect, good and upright, adorned with his image, knowledge, righteousness and holiness. But we became the slaves of the devil. We have given ourselves over in his power. And that devil, that is a murder from the beginning. Sin that we commit, that is not by imitation. So sin is. You have all heard about that, those two nephews, two ministers in the time of 1600. So sin is, he said, that All the sin that we committed, that is the fruit of imitation that we have seen it of other people. And therefore we are doing it. Of course, to a certain extent, you think about the television. What an evil that had brought among the children of men. They see it before their eyes, killing the people. They see before their eyes breaking in, stealing so many percent judges in Chicago, in New York and other places. We have the letters of them, and they have declared so many times that a great number of all the crimes that takes place that they have learned by the television. And that you can see a funeral in Europe, that you can see an installation of a king or a president, then you must say what a talent and gift that the Lord had given to the children of men. But it is, and that is now the wrong thing, it is in the hand of the devil. That is what it is. A president of the Senate in England of the Presbyterian Church, he said short time ago in a church meeting that the devil is the president of the television. The president. And indeed, indeed, congregation, we have so many old writers, the Word of God in the first place. In the first place, David and Jeremiah and all God's people, they pressed it sometime upon their heart. And they say with that Jeremiah, when I have eaten it, it was sweeter than honey and than honeycomb. And so many writers, people, that we can spend our time to read, to inform, to know something about our doctrine. We have a great treasure that the Lord has given us in that people. But all those things what the devil brings in, that is nothing else than to destroying of men. There was one person in the world, he was not attacked to sin, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ. But with us it is different. And you have an example in Eve. What we see with our eyes that have more effect than what we hear with our ears. And man by nature, oh, we can never tell how far that man will go to destroy himself. Therefore, we start to sing this evening, and the children of our school, they know that also, that verse. Number one, how blessed that a man is that fear the Lord. And even congregation, even grace, protect us not from sin and restrain us not from sin, but it is the fear of the Lord. We have in the Word of God the example of Joab, he slew Abner by the gates of Hebron. Upon his fifth rib, and he died. We have so many other examples of murders in the Word of God. Even David, a man after God's own heart, even that he not himself had done it, but by virtue of that letter that he wrote and that he gave with Joab to place Uriah in the foreground. And look at this up in the Bible, congregation. Look at this up. There is a text in the Bible that the Lord no more mentioned the sin of David with Bathsheba, but well the sin with Uriah. And then he said, only in that sin of Uriah, he placed that before the eyes. Even conferred men. But in tears that it has cost in the life of that man, people. What a sorrow till the day of death. To protect himself, he thought that he could protect himself. And if the Lord leaves us over to ourselves, then there is no end to it. And now, it are not, as our catechism said, the thoughts and words and gestures, but also our deeds that we hate, that we wound, that we kill our neighbor by myself or by another. There is not one congregation that goes out free in this evening. Not one. We are all guilty, and it behooves all of us, young and old, great and small, to pray with David. In number 143, from all pollution make me clean, yea, whiter than the snow. 143, the third and the fourth stanza. And now that Lord's day about killing and murdering, there is involved also that I lay aside all desire of revenge. Desire of revenge. By nature, if I have to talk to you this evening, what all comes up in the heart of men, I think there were not many people that would stay in the church this evening. Luther, he preached once in his church about the seventh commandment. You have well eens heard that story or have read that story. And then when he came on the pulpit, he carried with him a stone, a big stone. And he laid that stone besides him, besides the Bible. And there was that time that he was preaching about that commandment, there was not one that was sleeping. Not one. And they all were looking to the stone. Because there was not one person who knew what his intention was. But then at once, in the fire of his speech, then he took that stone in his hand and he said, now I cast it upon all the fornicators and adulterers. And the whole church, not one excepted, bowed their head all over. And in regard to this congregation, in regard to this sixth commandment, murdering, children, boys, girls, men, women, and wife, is there one amongst us who is clean in regard to the sixth commandment? Is there one? Again, if I have to come in details this evening, it would not be edifying. I have to touch some things that's necessary, but to go in the depth of it, no. But let us consider, congregation, that there is one that knows the thoughts of our hearts. There is one who knows what there goes on by day and by night. And what a blessing that Christ died for murders on the cross of Calvary. Otherwise, congregation, there was no hope and there was no expectation for not one here in this world. Lay aside all desire of revenge. Children in the schoolyard, in the playground rooms, in the schools, how many times that they lift up their hands towards one another and that they would say, when the school goes out, they need a teacher all the time to look on, to look to them, really. Therefore, we have to pray also for teachers all the time, that the Lord give them strength and wisdom, because all the seed of iniquity that is in our heart, people, there are no words to explain it. But then the other part of the catechism said also that I hurt not myself, or will folly expose myself to any danger. That refers to suicide and to take our own life. You know, we have several examples in the Bible of people that took their own life. Saul, the first king of Israel, was one. The second, his iron bearer, he did it also. Achitophel, he had done it too. Zimri, in 1 Kings 16, verse 18, sitting in his palace, and he burned that palace up, he took by burning that house his own life. And Judas, you know, the Lord said in his word that he go to his own place. Why is suicide so awful? Why? In the first place, congregation, and I hope that all of you take it to heart, in the first place, when we take our life, then we place ourselves in the place of the Lord, who appointed life and death. We could live longer, but we take our own life. In the second place, why is it so worse to take our life? Because then we self cut off the time of grace. Congregation, as long as we are living, we can be converted. There is a possibility to be converted. The thief on the cross received the last day grace from the Lord. And now another thing, all the people that the examples which we have in the Word of God, that are all examples of men without saving grace. There was not one that had grace in his heart. And then there is another example. The jailer in Acts 16, that man was ready to take his life. He took the sword already, he had it in his hand already. And then Paul, he said, do yourself no any evil. We are all still here. A proof that the Lord protect his people. Sometime it goes far. God's people that can come in great distress. They can come to the brink of despair, really. David, he came to it in his life. But The promises of the Lord are for God's children, and that he shall protect them. We have a clear proof in Psalm 72. I hope that I can find it quick to read it to you. But in that psalm, he said, "For he shall deliver the needy when he cries, the poor also, and him that has no helper. He shall spare the poor and needy, and shall save the souls of the needy. He shall redeem the soul from deceit and violence, and precious shall their blood be in his sight." Thus, hear the promises in the word of God, and I believe there is people in my midst that have knowledge of it, that came for himself sometime in soul distress, that the devil said, "Make an end to it. There is no hope for you. There is no grace for you. There is no way of escape for you." There is people that had made sometime self ready to hang. People that was walking by the water to throw in the water, but that the Lord in his providence sent people there at that time that they could not do it. The Lord protect his people, and the Lord takes care for that people. Some, they came in institutions, because we never have to minimize the power of the devil. Never. And all those that talk so easy about that devil, they show that they have no knowledge of it, because even Christ was trembling and amazed and filled with fear in the Garden of Gethsemane when the devil with his power came unto him. You read that an angel of heaven came to strengthen him. But finally, the lion out of the tribe of Judah, he triumphed on the cross over all the powers and principalities of hell. And he delivered the poor and the needy. The Lord protect us people. We need that. The Lord strengthen us, and the Lord comfort us by his word and testimony. And I hope I shall stop for this evening now, this time. But I hope that the instructions in this evening out of our catechism, that it be applied to our hearts. Congregation, the Lord, he said in his word, "Look unto me. All the ends of the world, and be saved." That is the gospel that we bring to you this evening at the end of our sermon. There is hope for the greatest of sinners to fall at his feet, to cry with the publican, Lord be merciful to me a sinner, and to realize, children of God, time and again, that the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, washes and cleanses from all our sins. Amen. Lord, that it may please thee to bless thy word and testimony brought in this Sabbath day in the midst of the congregation. 'Tis a wonder that thy hand has strengthened us and that we have the privilege to come together, that thy blessing may rest upon our gatherings which we have in this Sabbath day, that we meditate upon what we have heard in the week that lay before us. Lord, that it was to the honor of thy name and to the encouragement of people that is in distress. Be with us as a fiery wall, and our children and grandchildren too. Protect us, restrain us from sin, and give us grace to walk in the ways of the Lord, those that in bereavement and sorrow and in trouble also amongst us. Lord, strengthen them in the week that lay before us. Remember our school and teachers and children, that the fear of the Lord may fill our heart. Remember the whole congregation with offers bearers. Also in that meeting that we will have in this week, Lord, give wisdom and understanding and all that we need, and that we care one another's burden, also in the families here, and so to fulfill the law of Christ. Take care for us in the week that lay before us, each and every one, and prepare us together to meet thee in righteousness and in peace, and hear us for thy great name's sake, for Christ's sake only. Amen. Number 415. We start with the fourth stanza. We were praying this evening for Mrs. William Stahl, who have to be operated tomorrow in Blasius Hospital. Good and upright is Jehovah in his dealings evermore. 415, 4 and 5.
Thank you.
is Mrs. Marina Stahl instead of Mrs. William Stahl. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.